B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. That's where you leave your messages. Put it as a contact on your phone and a favorite as well. And hit it whenever you feel the need to get something off your chest, whether you want to celebrate something, complain about something, or just be a little witty and funny. We take them all and Andrew goes through them. Here's the best of the best.
It's happened. A kid that none of us thought had any value was traded for a number one draft pick and a second round draft pick and a player. I don't know what's going to happen with Folt's career. But like I said, I wish the kid the best. He just wasn't working right here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally.
Yeah.
Legg said it, too. Like, yeah. He's got to get out of here. Because here, the expectation of what you moved up to get, gave up to get him is there. Yeah. And there was so much angst regarding him. Yeah. He had to go somewhere different. And I'm fine with him being down there in Orlando and can hang out with all the characters at Walt Disney World.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah. He'll be with Goofy and Pluto, Donald Duck. You know, hang out with all those guys, the Looney Tunes.
It's a man of, you know, again, I do hope, listen, you never wish ill will upon him, but I mean, he's a troubled dude, you know?
Hopefully he figures it out. What's next?
Nah. Markel.
Hey, right.
Goodbye, you bum. You think it was bad when you were here? Wait till your first game back. You're going to hear the loudest boo you've ever heard in your entire life.
Why? He's not going to play.
He might. Hey, yo, that's true.
He'll be sitting on the end of the bench again.
That's a good point.
Orlando comes back to Philadelphia March 5th, Anthony, a Tuesday night. Will Markel be on the floor? Your thoughts?
No.
I agree. What's next?
Let me ask you a question. These people call up to say, I'm a big fan of Markel's. How are you a big fan? A big fan. He never played in college, and he never played in the pros. But you're a big fan of his. How is that possible, Ed?
Yeah, well, it's the 25 games he played at Washington.
But he's right. There are people going, I'm a big fan of Markel.
I know.
And you're going, well, you're a fan of the idea of Markel.
Yeah.
Not of actual Markel.
Yeah, that's right.
There is a difference there.
Yeah.
What's next?
Anthony. It's Markel. Markel, but it's hot. So hot. Down here in Orlando, I'm going to ride the pine, and I'm going to wave that towel. And you know why? Because I suck.
You should have expected him to catch some shrapnel today. Now, somebody did tweet me a little while ago, I'm trying to find it, and said, hey, you know, remember Shefty called him Markel Futz?
Yes.
On your program,
yes,
Anthony.
Yes, he did.
And somebody goes, I want to hear it one more time. The Markel Futz, because that was probably his greatest moment.
Yes.
When Shefty mispronounced its
name. Markel Futz.
Yeah, Jason's Yambag says, can I please request something? We won't be talking about it much longer. So can Sal Tunis's play beat the crap out of the Schefter Markel Futz drop?
Markel Futz.
That's awesome.
I used to crack up laughing.
But you see, that's so rare for Shefty to screw something up like that.
And he would say, and I go, well, Futz is, you know, like, Shefty's a buddy of mine, too. I always go back with him and go, yeah, well, Futz, you know, Futz, I think he can shoot. He could be the secondary ball handler.
All right, give me one more. Markel Futz. What's next?
Yo, can we stop it with Rustauskas replacing Franco? I don't know if you guys realize this, but Michael Franco is the same age as Carson Wentz, okay? And he actually had a solid year last year. So the whole crew that wants to shove him out of town, get your facts straight.
He had a stretch last year for about 2 months where he was really good last year.
I like Franco. So I don't want to give up on him.
Yeah, if you don't end up with Machado, then and in this lineup, he may be even better served.
Listen, if you get Machado, it's one thing. But that's why I'd rather have Harper, because I think Franco's got pop. He's got pop ability. He's got good hands at third. I like him. I still I'm not giving up on him.
Nah. Yeah, he didn't say Machado. He said he meant to say Moustakas, but he said Moustakas.
I know, I got it.
Moustakas.
Yeah. Philly's got the best catcher in baseball. It's time to get Harper or Machado and a good number two starting pitcher. And it's the summer of dreams, boys. The summer of dreams. Okay.
Look at that. I love the okay guy being fired up.
Yeah, that's two positive calls to one negative call in the last 3 days. He'll contradict himself 3 out of 5 days next week, though. Book it, Anthony.
Whatever.
I'll lay big money on that.
I got no problem that the doc's around. I'm good for the rest of the show. You couldn't even anger me right now.
There's nothing I can do.
The doc. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. What's next?
Hey, hockey fan. Hey. It's me. It's all important point. Just wanted to say, tough Flyers lost their winning streak, but at least you got me. The all important point. So if you're going to lose, at least get me. And I'll do my best to stay out of Columbus.
Keep the all important point out of Columbus, because that's who you're chasing. You're 8 points back. But the Flyers did get Jim from Satterton's impression of the all important point. So now it goes from, instead of a 9-game win streak, which they thought they had when that shootout, they thought it hit the crossbar, but actually hit the back crossbar upon further review, went from a 9-game win streak to a 9-game point streak. And the 8-game win streak's over.
Yeah, the point streak's not as impressive as the win streak.
No. But then again, then you'd have to say that about the 35-game unbeaten streak back in the day, because there's a ton of ties in there.
35 games.
Yeah, well, it's not that impressive.
Half a season. What? Half a season without losing.
It was like from late October until like the new year.
Say what you want, but like, you know, back then there's no overtime, so it's just a tie. You played a game, you didn't lose.
Yeah. No, you're right, it's impressive. I'm playing. But I agree with Jim from Saturday. I hate the all-important point.
Well, I do too. If you lose, you don't get the point. You should never get a point.
You should never get anything for losing other than a rash. 610-632-0975. That was Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, we'll come back from the Sixers practice facility. A lot of fun talking to Lev. That was a great segment. We talked to legs. Got a lot of great insight and analysis.
I'm good, man. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'm here for the day.
Yeah, you're ready to get to the bar. And start pregaming for Denver Nuggets Sixers tonight.
I'm happy. I was talking to Legs and Doc walks in. I'm good.
Yeah, and Legs going, tell Doc I said hi. Yeah. And Doc, educate him. 610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Markelle Futz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, welcome back to the Midday Show with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. I tell you, it's funny. We're still, even during a break, I'm still like...
floating.
Float. Yeah, that's the perfect word for it. You know what it is, so I cut my teeth in media doing long form features. Like that was the piece that I was always good at, was my strength, was hanging out and talking to someone, and I love to write these long pieces and
essays. I love
the long. If I'd have 4 pages a week in the New York Post, it was 5,000 word essays that were whatever I could write about. And one of the things I enjoy the most is interviewing players and like really figures, not just your everyday guys, mm-hmm. because, like, you know, after a game, but, like, when you could sit down and actually
peel the onion.
Yes. And Doc was so gracious that he let us sit and really dive deeply into that moment. It's funny, you know, I'd like to get him for like one solid hour and really do it and do it where it's almost, you know, where the questions, we can have the conversation and it start and go chronologically.
Those days at the park.
Because there are so many more moments. And really, I almost untapped, Jason, is the 80s. The 80s are such an interesting period of time in this town. And, you know, again, it was my boyhood time, your boyhood time. But that time was really interesting in the city and our area. And he had so much to do with it.
Yeah, bringing people together. And that's what sports does. You know, and a figure like Julius Erving can do that, bring people together, open up conversations and do all of those things.
And he's the best. It was so cool. Like, not only was he cool, but he was then the man, but he was a gentleman, too. Like, you think about an ambassador.
Dignified.
Very, very dignified. Yep. Like, he talked about it. Let me think about that for a second. And, you know, I'm not saying everybody's got to be like Doc, but when there is a Doc, I mean, you got to show him reverence.
Yeah. He earned it. And he's not only was a great player, one of the best basketball players of all time. He was a fashion icon. He was a basketball icon in the sense that he played above the rim before anybody else did. And then he's a cultural icon.
Yes.
And he still is.
No, he's
he walked in, you go, oh, man, he looks cool.
Yeah, very bright man, mm-hmm. you know. Always had a cool, understated dress, you know, like you see him today, nice sports jacket on. And he's cool, man.
Just Doc.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amir in Germantown on the FNAC. How you doing, Amir?
Hey, what's going on, man? I finally got through.
Yo, Amir.
Dude, you're following Dr. J, man. Better come hard.
Definitely. And Legler, too, on top of that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Legs, Dr. J, and Amir.
Right, that's a good lineup, man. That's, you know, they say good things come in threes. But anyway, I wanted to call in and just say, you know, I'm happy to be talking with y'all. You know, I did time in prison and listening to y'all in the midday, it got me through it. It really did.
Oh,
man.
Good, man.
Seriously, yeah, I want to talk Sixers. They made a great trade. First of all, I feel like we upgraded the starting lineup. We upgraded the bench, and the draft pick we got from OKC is not that. It's not going to be a high pick, but that's a good haul for Markel, who was a non-contributor, basically. And giving up the second round pick for Ennis, basically we didn't have to give up a player to get him. He's going to be a nice little rotational piece. And I really feel like the Sixers, we can't compete with the Warriors. I believe that with all my heart, because I feel like our big man lineup with Tobias and Joel versus Draymond and Boogie, I think we win that. I think we're better on that. And Chris Webber, he deserves some props, man. I mean, not Chris Webber, I'm sorry.
No, I'm Brand. Yeah,
I'm thinking.
I'm
excited right now. But
I'm so happy that you called.
He had that. This ain't going to be my last time calling either. Get used to me. My name. Merrimatic. Friends knew me as Merrimatic. You're going to hear that name.
Like
but
him.
Anyway, shout out to my wife right now, Jerae.
Hi, hey, man. Thanks for the shout out.
Nah, it's cool. He's excited, man.
Yeah. We don't do the shout outs.
It's all right. But you call anytime you want, Merrimatic.
Yeah.
All right.
He's pumped up, too.
Excited.
Everybody's like excited.
I like when people are enthusiastic and excited.
Well, you resemble that remark right now still. But that being said, tonight you're going to be excited because it's going to be the first look for Sixers fans. Do we know who's ringing the bell tonight? Can Tobias come out and ring the bell?
That'd be cool. That'd be actually be very cool.
Or maybe Moses' family comes out and rings the bell.
Yeah, it's a big Moses. Cool. Well, it's a big Moses night. Well, actually, it might be Doc. Who knows?
I could see Doc ringing the bell.
You know, it's a big night for, you know, retiring the number two.
Yeah. Alan was here today, too. Iverson's in the house, as Robbie reported to us outside. AI's hanging out.
I'll tell you one thing. I give Sixers ownership and management a lot of credit because they mended a lot of fences because this wasn't always. It's sin what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And they've included a lot of guys, and so
brought them back into the fold.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And I know, you know, it's funny because I remember, you know, that was one of Pat's initiatives. Pat Croce, he wanted to embrace, you know, the franchise and what the franchise meant, and bring these guys. And you know, it's a shame that he didn't get a chance to finish the mission in that sense.
Let's go to Bob in Bucks County on the Fanatic. Hey, Bob.
Hey, fellas. I just added to my resume that I had to get put on hold for Timmy Legs and Dr. J.
Update your LinkedIn, Bob.
Big feather in my cap, man. I'll tell you. Listen, I just wanted to weigh in real quick on, you know, when we got Moses. You know, we weren't short on talent in the 70s. You know, we had McGinnis. That was the McGinnis era, Dr. J and Lloyd Free. But going back to what Anthony was saying earlier about the chemistry, you know, when we got Moses, that was the piece of the pie that was missing. And I feel the same way about this team right now, that these guys, they're not going to need a long time to gel. And, you know, I think we're looking at a pretty good squad right now.
Yeah, you know, they all fit so well on the floor, but just what they can do, that I'm with you. I mean, I expect them to gel pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think Brett Brown, this is going to be his toughest challenge right now. It's, yeah. Keeping everybody happy. And
running an offense that can really accentuate what they do well. I mean, that's a key thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Bob.
All right, take care, fellas.
Good stuff, Bob.
Enjoy the game tonight. Champagne Haynes tweets in. He goes, wouldn't it be awesome if tonight the starting five walked onto the court with their arms locked? Now, that would be awesome. Like, they walk out like locked. Like, it's not about one guy. It's about this five locked in arms.
Chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
That'd be, they should go out and ring the bell. Each one. Ben, boom. J.J. Redick, boom. Jimmy, boom. Tobias Harris, boom. And then Joe ends it out with it and gets out a big sledgehammer and smashes it. That'd be cool. Let's go to Steven in Virginia Beach on the Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
Guys, what's up, man?
Yo, Steve.
I was talking to a few of the guys on the morning show, man. Look, man, I'm super excited. One thing, first of all, cuz, you get to talk to Dr. J, man. Like, dude, man, you have the best job in the world, bro. Like, you got to talk to Doc. Yo, man, you
know what
I'm saying? I'm a married man. Today my birthday, man, and I got this beautiful young lady back. I'm driving from Philly right now, but I got this beautiful woman home in Virginia Beach waiting for me, and that's all she wants to do is give me a hug and watch the Sixers with me tonight, man. But when I tell my wife who Dr. J was, she still don't get it. I say, look, you got Michael and you got LeBron. He was our Michael and LeBron. I said, you just don't understand how special Dr. J is to the city of Philadelphia.
I know, man. Well, I mean, you remember. He was the greatest, man. He's still cool, man. Still
well,
cool.
Well, when Doc retired, I was 4 years old, man. But I'm like, yo, he's still Doc. Like,
yeah.
Everybody got their rhythm from Doc in the NBA. What I wanted to tell you guys is this. Nobody's bringing this up.
What's that?
The process is dead. There's only one other guy to point the finger at if we don't go to the NBA Finals and compete. And that's Brett Brown.
Yep.
You know, like, I love Brett Brown as a person. I'm telling you, I'm not sure. And look, even if he's listening, coach, I hope you're the coach for this team, man. I would really like to see you finish this thing out, man. But there's only one other person who we can look at and say, okay, well, look.
Well, that's true. I know. I think we're all rooting for him because we all understand. We all like him. I think you're right about that. You know, and you're also right that this is it. Like, all right, you know, you got an incredible team, and it's up to you to figure out a way to make this thing work.
And there's varying degrees. Like, every fan has a varying degree on if they think that Brett is the guy. You have guys that are like, already, nope, he's not the guy.
I think even those people that don't believe he's the guy would root for him to be the guy, to be wrong.
Yeah.
So that he could be the guy. Because I think he's that much of a gentleman.
And he's earned it. He's earned the right to find out.
So.
610-632-0975. Mike, you miss. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are live at the Sixers practice facility. What a day it's been. We're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Valentine's Day next week, right? And the woman in your life, well, she's been lying to you. Yes, she's telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. That's right. My man Robbie over here said that happened to him, and he fell for the trick. He's like, oh, okay, we'll save our money. We won't get any presents. And then she got mad at him, and she didn't talk to him, and now they're not together. Well, listen, don't let that happen to you. This is the one day you're set aside to say, I love you. What better way to say I love you than with a real long-stem American Beauty rose, deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold. I've known Steven for years. I can tell you personally, this is the best gift ever for Valentine's Day. They were not going to die in a week or get tossed into the trash like flowers. They last forever, and they come with a lifetime guarantee. Starting at just $59. That's it. Don't pay for shipping. Go right now to IHStevensinger.com. Take advantage of Steven's free shipping to arrive in time for Valentine's Day. There's only there are many gorgeous colors to choose from, in fact, from the exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. That's right. Steven knows what's going on. Visit him online at IHStevensinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, what a fun day. It's going to be a great night down at the Wells Fargo Center.
It's a biggie tonight.
And then Sunday, don't forget Sunday. Lakers. Sunday's Lakers in town, man.
A busy weekend.
Yeah.
Sixers tonight, 4.5-point favorite tonight, Ant, for the Sixers over the Denver Nuggets at home. Sunday at home against the Lakers.
It's a tough one tonight.
Yeah, you think?
Well,
you going Nuggets outright?
No, I don't know. But I would not. My only point is, like, don't. I wouldn't take it. I would just enjoy the game because you don't know how they're going to gel. And
yeah.
Denver's a good team, you know, and they've been on the road. They got beat last day. They got beat the other night. They came back, fell short. They lost in Brooklyn. So, you know, I mean, it's a good team they're playing. It's played together. So I just, you know, just enjoy it.
All right, enjoy the night tonight, and then Sunday, Lakers in town, LeBron.
That I think they drove the Lakers.
Okay, and then Tuesday you got the Celtics.
Yeah,
sandwiched in there tomorrow, the Flyers got the Ducks, and then on Monday they got the Penguano.
Yeah,
into town. So a fun couple of days in Philadelphia sports. Who knows what's going to continue to happen surrounding the baseball team as well. Big day yesterday, JT Realmuto. Was the big acquisition, and Sixto goes in the deal.
Sixto.
And we'll see if some embers start to light up here in regards to Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and if that JT has any effect on Harper and or Machado coming to Philadelphia. Maybe this was a precursor or a move that sets the stage for a decision to finally be made. So it's
jeez,
interesting
right?
times.
I mean, my God.
I guess every minute that goes by and every day that goes by is another day closer, to use the tired old saying. But when is that day? I don't know. It's been 101 so far, a free agency. So we'll see what happens. But obviously we'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the weekend. Now that football's kind of moved off the back burner, at least for about 3 or 4 weeks, we'll get into March and it'll be time to designate guys and all of that. And it looks like Foles is going to be out of here. But that being said,
they're going to lose Foles and Foles at the same time. The hero and the
And the mutt. The goat and the mutt. Letting all the barnyard animals out. But, yeah, so still a lot of things, you know, to be determined here over the next couple of weeks. And the truck's on its way down to Clearwater now to get set for spring training, which is right around the corner. We've had some decent weather of late for the most part, other than a little rain. It looks like I think it's sunny out there now, but I'm not sure if it is, actually. I was out a little while ago. The sun was peaking out, but some warmer temperatures. And
yeah, spring, supposed to be nice out.
Hope springs eternal, as they say, right?
Yeah, baby.
So still a lot of things hanging out there. And we'll see how the addition of Tobias Harris affects Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid and the Sixers and how this kind of plays out. It's going to be really fascinating over the next month and change leading into the NBA playoffs, and we'll see how they position themselves. Right now the Sixers are the 5 seed, Ant, so they're going to have to get a little bit better positioning here, and they probably will.
Well, Indiana's going to fall. So. Yeah,
we keep saying that. They've won four straight.
Okay, well, I said it today. He's brought it up four times.
Nah, I brought up the Dale Oladipo.
The Sixers are the fifth seed. I go, well, they're going to move up to four.
You think they end at the four seed or the three?
I don't know. I mean, again, they're going to have to.
His home court's going to be important.
Yeah.
No, you can't yet that.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, they're not going to catch Milwaukee. They're 21-4. But all those teams at the top have great home records.
I just did.
You did just yet. All right.
Listen, does it help to be in playing in front of this crowd? Yes, because I do think there's a home court advantage here. But you can't. But again, they need time to gel. So I don't know how many wins, who they're overtaking. They'll probably finish in the three spot. That's my guess. But
all right, Mikey, miss up next to two. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.